بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Brother Sohail is our special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Thank you for to have me here.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about one ayah from the Holy Quran. Indeed, man is in loss. Inna al-insana lafi khus. What is the exact meaning of this verse? I mean, what is the loss exactly referring to in this ayah?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, we need to understand that this is a verse of Surah Al-Asr, verse number 2, of which, with your permission, I would like to recite the whole surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu, wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haq, wa tawasaw bil-sabr. So because we are discussing about the second verse, so the first verse is a promise, it's a qasam, where Allah says by time. It's just like saying, I promise by time.
Yes.
Of which that in itself, because we are not discussing this verse, I will just go through it generally.
Okay.
Allah promises by the time. The time has different meaning depending on different scholars.
Yes.
Some of them call that time the Asr Namaz.
Yes.
That we generally understand, where every human being, it's around that time they finish all their daily day-to-day work and go home for their family and other kind of thing. So this time, the reason is, this is the time that Allah promises against. There's another meaning of it saying that the time of Zuhur of Imam Mahdi, the sunset of time, for example.
Yes.
So it's talking about that thing as well, the Asr of that time, the period of that time. But now we want to talk about surely the man is in loss, the second verse, innal insana lafi khusr.
Yes.
Here, loss, what does it mean? Here, loss has a lot of meanings. If you want to take a definitive meaning, the way it came, it means the loss. So when we say loss in English,
yes,
we mean a loss from capital,
yes,
from income.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Any. So here what it wants to say is a loss of capital in their existence, hours, days, months, and years.
It is
life.
Usually referring to a financial problem, economic problem, something
so
like that.
So this is a kind of loss that we want to emphasize, and other losses that we can see that is apart from the income-based. So this is one of it, a life. So every asr that reaches, a time has been spent. That time won't come back. You see, whatever you have done there won't come back to existence. It has, you have lost that period. You have lost that opportunity. You have lost that initial phase. Then we have great capital, and a man is like a person who possesses great capital. And without his permission and will, every day a portion of his capital is taken away.
Mm-hmm.
You buy stuffs, you sell stuffs. The moment you sell, you have a good capital and profit with you. But then it starts moving out. You want to buy stuffs for your family. You want to buy stuffs for this and that. You start losing from it. And then the khusr, the word khusr, or is also well known as khusran as well.
Yes.
According to Raqib, that cites in his book, in Mufradat, says declining the capital.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is concerned with action. It's not about the finance capital.
Yes.
It's about the action that is declining. The khusr or the khasara is from the action, meaning that the loss that is shown is from our actions. We do good, we do good. We do bad, we are losing it from our existence. The word is often used for outward capital such as wealth, position, but it is sometimes also used, the word khusran or the word that capital that we are talking about, is about inward capital that talks about health, wisdom, faith, and a reward. Then this is the same thing that Allah has referred to as the evident loss. You see, so whatever you do, whether it's finance, whether it's material, whether it's spiritual, you are at loss.
That's
but
right.
Now there is the following verse that says, the evidence loss that is mentioned also in Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 15, where it says, truly those in loss are those who lose their own souls and their people on the day of judgment. Ah, that is indeed the real and evident loss. Commenting on the verse, according to Fakhr al-Razi, one of the old scholars said that he had learned the meaning of the verse, khusran, or the word loss, from an ice seller who had been calling again and again, have pity on him whose capital is melting.
Yes.
You see, when you see you are an ice seller and you know that the ice, its effect is that it will melt at certain point.
Yes.
Now, the benefit of ice is that it cools people, but if it is not bought under a certain time, it has no effect, like it finishes. Now, if this ice seller sells it, he's at benefit. But if he doesn't sell it on time, then he's at khasara, he's at khusr. You see? And then he said to himself, the scholar, surely man is in loss. So a man is like the ice, and the time that moves on is the melting of that ice.
So it's usually referred to the life span, isn't it?
Yeah.
The life that, for example, the life is passed away, you did not have any true income for yourself.
I mean,
talking about the spiritual income, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a spiritual saving for yourself for the other world. Now the time of death is coming. You die without sending anything to the other world. Any good or, for example, positive.
So that is what it's talking about. It's talking about a human lifespan and how he spends this life. So why is this khasara an accessibility in this world? So this is what it discusses. So it might be financial, it might be the physical, it might be the time that moves on. At the same time, it might mean the actions that he is doing is in khasara. Of which, if we want to understand more, we come to the following verse that says, we come to a tradition by the 10th Imam that says the world is a marketplace, okay, where some people gain and others lose.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So when we say that innal insana lafi khusr, is this marketplace is that talks about those people who lose. Now, what about those people who gain? The verse under discussion denotes that all those in the market, except for the selected group, are referred in this verse. So here when it says, innal insana lafi khurs, it doesn't mean the whole mankind is in loss.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah. But there is a Shiite interpretation and commentary, we can say, for example, on this surah in general, that is, for example, Asr and the loss, referring to the uprising of Imam Asr, Imam Mahdi, okay? That, for example, this Asr is referring to Qiyam Imam. And, for example, if the people who do not understand it, they are always in loss, or they do not understand the presence of the Imam, they are in loss. Is it true?
Yeah, so if you remember that when we started translating the word Asr,
Yes.
So every meaning that you take from it, the upcoming verse is in relation to that. So when we say the Asr over here can also be translated as the Asr of the time of the advent of Imam, then the following verse also denotes to that connection. But if we talk about this as a general Asr time or the end of time, for example, then the following verse also denotes to the same thing. But, and we have seen that any translation that you give to us is not zid against each
opposite.
Other. Yeah, they are actually, you can do the jam of it. You can gather all of them to come to a conclusion that this us is talking about the end of time. In details, now you can come to say that the end of time means maybe the advent of Imam al-Asr, Imam Sahib al-Asr al-Zaman, and others. So when we, we are back to that marketplace where we are talking about khasara.
Yes.
Now we want to know about those people who gain. Because we have seen now, the second verse doesn't talk about the whole of humanity. How do I know that? Or how do we know that it doesn't talk about the whole humanity? We come to the following verse that says, save those who believe and do good and enjoin on each other truth and enjoy on each other patience. Mm. So when you want to see what is khasara on the other way, if you want to see according to the Quranic translation, what is khasara? Khasara is opposite of the third verse. So you can say, those who do not believe and do not do good, if you want to go to
so there are some benefits and some damages.
Yeah, so the khasara is not for all the mankind.
Uh-huh.
It's for everyone except these people who believe and do good and enjoin on each other the truth and each other on patience. So these kind of people are away from those who are in khasara.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all right. There is a beautiful story by Fakhr Razi regarding this ayah. Have you heard it?
No, but please.
Okay. He says that in the, we know that Fakhr Razi was one of the most outstanding Aziz of the Holy Quran. He says, I thought a lot about the tafsir of this ayah, so I couldn't understand it. I couldn't get the true picture. So I said, let's put it aside and then get back to it. So one day I was walking in the market. It was a hot summer, and there was a man selling ice.
Yeah.
The man was shouting out and was crying out, oh, people, buy my ice, because it has been melting away, okay?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I said that all the income of this person is the ice, which is melting away. So look how the life, how our life is being melted away like the ice.
Yeah.
So we have to make the most of it. Spiritually speaking.
Yeah, so what you said right now is the same thing that I had said before.
Yes.
If you remember, I quoted this, have pity on him whose capital is melting.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it actually talks about the same story that you just mentioned,
which
is true. So actually, Fakhr Razi understood the verse of Innal Insana Lafi Khusr from seeing this man and his ice that is melting.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Imam Ali alayhi salam also says that the night and the days of your life are like the edges of a scissor, which cut away the roots of your life tree. So that now your income is lost away, is getting away. So it's better to trade with the main owner of the world, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay?
Yeah.
So if, for example, you trade with Allah, of course, not trade in the terms of business world, but trade spiritually speaking. I mean, if you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will answer all your needs and you will have a nice saving for the other world too without losing anything. So take care not to lose your life for cheap things.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Thank you much, Brother Suhail. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
You talked about the meaning of Khosr, Khosran, and Lafi Khosr. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن